Raining and Light breaks. Breaks. At some point, we'll have to stop or pause whatever we are doing and take a break. Breaks are beneficial for and to the mind, body, and spirit. The breaks that we're talking about here aren't the planned ones, the ones that are scheduled by work or enforced by labor laws, or the ones that are called out by someone else. The breaks that we're talking about are the ones that we call for ourselves alone and to collect our thoughts, our heart, and our spirit. This break is to maintain and sustain. These breaks are to become a better person, a better listener, a better lover, and a better giver. Sometimes we consider breaks as times when we take vacations with family and friends. And while these may certainly be breaks away from the ordinary and good for all parts of ourselves, sometimes these breaks are still filled with an agenda, a schedule, time constraints, and plans that don't solely come from ourselves. So we may find ourselves exhausted and even while on vacation. Breaks that will truly support us in the present and away from the past and into the future includes stepping away from noise, the everyday noise and what moves us up and down and sometimes sideways. Breaks, if we take them at the right time, they'll be before our mind, body, and soul become caught up in unpleasant situations like emotional roller coasters or balls of confusion. Breaks are our way of stopping that never-ending clock. And just to set ourselves right and get ourselves in the best state of mind. Breaks can lead to a change in course, and not only for our day, but for our week, our month, and even our year. Whenever we take a break, it's a moment of growth. At some point and earlier on, we talked about a growth mindset, and this must be embedded in all that we do. A growth mindset is simply us realizing and believing that with enough effort and willingness to learn, we can improve on all that we set our mind to. Breaks are short periods and the healthiest way to transition from one thing to the next, or even one person to the next. We want an opportunity to pause and reflect. Knowing when to break and making it a mandatory part of our life can only strengthen us. Time for a break. Let's grow. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. This is a break and one for peace and understanding. Whatever period of the day we are in, let this moment to breathe change the trajectory of our day. If we're already up and climbing higher, allow this moment to add to the power in our lift and our steps up. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. Some of us have to learn to take breaks, and this isn't just from work. We need breaks from hobbies, from crafts, from routines, from people, and sometimes even from ourselves. That is our thoughts, or our self-talk. Breaks are, if done right, a healthy coping skill and defense mechanism that turns into a life skill and a life mechanism. Breaks become a part of our lifestyle. Imagine what a few 5-minute breaks throughout our day can do, and even in conjunction with our meal breaks or bathroom breaks. Even before beginning work, any work at all, take 5 and just to set the tone for our mission or our task. Breaks are needed before networks go down and certainly to keep our internal network from going down. Breaks, we must give to ourselves after a mistake, after a failure, and any other mishap or unfortunate event. Breaks during these moments are critical, and so that we can reflect and breathe and keep growing. We must also take breaks in between celebrations, between happy times and happy moments. Just the same as giving breaks to ourselves, we must also give others a break. Sometimes we have to remember that people are people, or better yet, people are human and just the same as us. At some point, we're all going to fall short of who we are and what we are trying to be, and better, what we will become tomorrow. If we remember that we are all connected, we know empathy and compassion is needed in all that we do. Giving a break to others is allowing grace to take control. Giving others a break is showing the best of our spirit and living in our spirit. It's a shame to hold others to expectations that we cannot hold ourselves to. It's a shame to turn our backs on our brothers and sisters and because of a bad moment, and perhaps one that they are already ashamed of or feeling guilty about. We're not talking about ultimate occurrences that weren't mistakes, like harms or threats or kills. We're talking about saying or doing the wrong thing, or perhaps because they truly did not know better, but are willing to learn better and do better, and for themselves and others, and certainly when no one has been hurt. Breaks in this case is similar to patience and forgiveness. Remember, to accept what has occurred in the way of a healthy mind, body, and spirit is not saying that we are okay with the situation. It's just saying that we are ready to grow from it and maybe help others grow from it also. And if no other way, then the way we continue on our journey with perseverance and determination. Breaks. Take them and give them. And while we're at it, we might as well be good and patiently wait for our big break. Our big break could be that move, that career, that partnership, that aha moment, that victory in battle, that restored relationship, that phone call or text message, that win. Our big break could be many different things and at many different times. Breathe and wait for it. Breathe and put action towards it. Breathe, break, and continue raining in light.